This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. As President Obama outlines some of the lessons learned from the attempted terrorist bombing on Christmas Day and outlines priorities to follow in order to make sure it doesn't happen again, many others are saying the president still doesn't have a firm grip on the reality facing us in this war on terror and what it will take to win it. KT McFarland served in the Pentagon during the Reagan administration and also worked for Presidents Nixon and Ford. She says that one of the biggest problems right now is that this administration continues to treat terrorism as a law enforcement issue, and that is costing us valuable intelligence. McFarland told me that the terrorist was talking to authorities and giving good information until the order came down that he had to be read his Miranda rights.
The Christmas Day bomber got off that plane. He was initially met by the FBI, and he was talking. He was saying, they're more like me. They've been trained in Yemen. I know there are others who are coming. And then somebody read him Miranda rights and gave him a lawyer, and the lawyer told him to clam up. So as a result, we don't know what he knows.
McFarland also says that in order to keep our people safe while also being successful in rooting out those who do intend to do us harm, we need a smarter and more realistic approach at the airport when it comes to security. McFarland says it's high time to do profiling, not racial profiling, but profiling that will help to weed out the terrorists.
What we should be doing instead is profiling. We need to profile, not racial profiling, but we need to terrorist profile. We need to look for a lot of symbols and signals if somebody is a potential terrorist. So we shouldn't pull Granny out of the line and giving her the pat down, and we shouldn't pull out some nice mom from Detroit who's got two babies she's trying to put in the stroller, but we should pull out the guy who looks, you know, furtive and has a lot of the characteristics, who's coming from a country that is a known terrorist country. So in that part, what the president's saying to do is good. But I still think that we're wasting an awful lot of resources by focusing on 90% of the people we don't even need to look twice at.
McFarland also says making sure everyone trying to enter this country actually having a visa would be a good additional rule to follow as well. Meanwhile, when it comes to the TSA, your friendly airport security personnel, there's a controversy brewing there as well because there's a vacancy in the director's office. President Obama has nominated a man named Errol Southers, but South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint has placed a hold on his confirmation. DeMint has two major problems with Southers. First of all, that he can't get a straight answer from the nominee as to whether or not he favors unionizing airport security workers. DeMint says doing that would provide chaos.
My concern with Mr. Southers has been that he would not give me a straight answer on his determination to enforce collective bargaining for our 50,000 TSA employees. This is something that's been prohibited from the beginning because of the need of constant change and flexibility, and this doesn't work well within collective bargaining. So my problem initially with Mr. Southers is he would not give me a straight answer on his intent to change the prohibition on collective bargaining.
DeMint also says Southers has told numerous versions of how he was reprimanded as an FBI agent some 20 years ago for accessing government records for his own personal use. At the time, he was trying to dig up information on the man dating his estranged wife. DeMint says what happened two decades ago isn't hugely important, but he says Southers' inability to tell the truth about it now could have disastrous effects on the job.
And I know from just my conversations and contacts with top law enforcement people that without integrity in the law enforcement and intelligence area, you're nothing. If people can't trust you, if they can't count on what you say, then you cannot leave.
Obama is taking some more criticism on the national security front as well, this time following revelations that he has reinstituted a Clinton administration policy that diverts CIA intelligence gathering resources to help study the effects of climate change. As mentioned, it was first instituted by President Clinton between 2001 and 2009. That policy was disbanded under the Bush administration, but reportedly, the Obama administration has reinstituted it. Danine Borelli is a fellow with Project 21, a coalition of black conservatives affiliated with the National Center for Public Policy Research. She says such a approach to national security during a time of war is flat out irresponsible.
This totally sends the wrong message to our enemies because the CIA is working with environmental scientists to monitor the Arctic. As a matter of fact, just in September, the CIA set up a center with senior CIA specialists. It's called the Center on Climate Change and National Security. Now, clearly, the country has significant concerns about the safety of our people, of our country. And to me, this is very irresponsible and dangerous for the administration to be doing this.
To hear my complete interviews with Senator Jim DeMint, former Pentagon official K.T. McFarland, or Deneen Borelli, please head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.